中文，但他觉得应该是说他好话。
I tell my friends, it is always an honor for me to come and speak here at the Chinese church.
所以我总是跟我朋友说，当中国教会邀请我到教会来，做，讲道，我都每次都感到非常荣幸。
And it's exciting to see that God's hand of blessing is on this church.
我也非常兴奋，每次看到我们教会都在神的祝福中长大。
And I know that because we have been a direct receiver of your blessing to us.
因为神在你们身上的保守，我们也受到保守。
And that shows up in many ways, and especially in the support that we have received from taking students during the summers to Taiwan.
神的保守，是神的供应，总是丰富多彩。尤其是我们，在过去，我们把学生带到台湾。
I know there has already been an update that has been given about the Taiwan trip.
我知道以前我们教会可能做过我台湾这次宣道的一些介绍。
And I was here, but that night I did not say anything.
但是我在场，但是我没有讲任何东西。
But inside me, I wanted to tell you all of the great things that God did.
但我心里面总是觉得我应该把神在我身上的祝福，给教会的祝福，跟大家分享一下。
So tonight I just wanted to say thank you and say a few things about why we go to Taiwan.
今天我要在这儿特别的感谢我们教会，也要特别的讲一讲我们为什么去台湾宣道。
I've put up the picture of our summer team from this last summer.
这有几张我们暑假宣道的一些照片。
And for the past three summers, we've been able to take students onto the campus in Zhongli, Taiwan.
我上一个假期我带了几个学生到台湾的中立的校区。
And we spent 2 months in mostly in Zhongli.
我们在中立待了两个月。
And you might ask, well, what do you do while you're there?
你可能会问你在那儿做了什么事呢
？But the next picture shows that we are often given the privilege to actually go into the university classrooms.
所以在那儿我们有些非常非常好的祝福，可以到学校的教室里面。
And through the introduction that we have, we're able to meet many university students.
我们在那儿别人也把我们介绍给其他学校，我们遇到了许多学生。
And then we invite them to begin to read the Bible with us in our English corner.
所以我们就邀请他们到英语角和我们一起来读圣经。
And much like on Friday nights when Charlie has his group around the ping pong table.
如果你参加校园团契的话，你知道，就像 Charlie 在校园团契在乒乓球桌一起学圣经一样。
We invite the college students to practice their English. And do that by reading the Bible with us.
我们邀请大学生来读圣经，然后一起讨论圣经，这样他们可以学习英语。
And we're thrilled because they continue to come.
我们非常高兴，因为他们不断的来。
And as we read the Bible, we begin to tell them this good news about Jesus.
在我们一起读经的时候，我们就告诉他耶稣的来的喜讯。
And like university students here in America, they have many questions.
就像我们在美国的大学生一样，在台湾的大学生也有很多问题。
But through the 2 months, we're able to build relationships with them.
但是在这个两个月之内，我们和他们有很好的交通，很好的关系。
And outside of our English corner, to spend personal time with the students.
当我们出了英语角之后，我们就可以跟学生有很好的个人互动。
As their questions begin to get answered, they too begin to think about responding and inviting Jesus into their life.
当他们关于圣经的问题被解答之后，他们就开始对耶稣有回应，然后也邀请耶稣进到他们生活中。
Last year, last summer, three different students said, "I want to put my trust in Jesus and begin to follow Him."
所以那个夏天有三个学生说我决定信靠主耶稣基督。
And it all happened in 1 week.
这三个学生觉知信主是在一个星期之内。
It was about the 5th week that we had been in Taiwan.
也就是我们到台湾的第五周。
These students had been reading the Bible with us.
所以这学生一直跟我们读圣经。
Coming to our parties.
到我们这个聚会来。
Meeting with us individually.
和我们有些个人的一些见面。
And Mary was the first one.
所以在那个女孩叫 Mary 是第一个信主的。
And it was during our English corner that week that I saw her sitting to the side with one of our Taiwanese sisters.
所以在这个英语角中，我看到她在边上和我们一个台湾的一个姊妹在坐在一起。
And they were talking for over an hour.
他们讨论了有一个小时。
Mary had been reading with us several times a week.
然后Mary 就和我们一起来学圣经，以及学了好几个星期。
And as she heard the good news, our Taiwanese sister came over and said, Mary wants to pray and ask Jesus to come into her life.
所以当她当时我们这个台湾姊妹就告诉我们说Mary 要跟我们一起祷告，要祷告主耶稣进到她的生活中。
And she said to me, I want you to come and help with this prayer.
所以我们台湾姊妹就告诉我告诉我说我希望你来一起来帮助我们一起祷告。
I said, Mary speaks very little English.
我说这个Mary 就讲一点点英语。
And I speak very little Chinese.
我讲一点点汉语。
But our sister helped us as we talked through responding to the gospel message.
但是这个台湾姐妹就帮助我们一起我们祷告一起来回应主的福音。
So,When we prayed, our sister said we must hold hands.
我们祷告的时候，我们台这个台湾姊妹就说我们要应该一起手握手拉手祷告。
And so that afternoon in the English corner, Mary gave her heart to Jesus.
所以在那个下午的英语角，我们玛丽Mary 就把这个心交给了主耶稣。
It was the very next night that Adam and I were meeting.
所以也就在那个。晚上我和这个 Adam 要见面了。
On the left.
左边那个。
And he had been reading in our English corner.
所以他也在参加我们英语角的读书。
But then he said he wanted to read and talk about this every day.
然后他就说他想每天都读圣经。
And he said, I want the big story.
所以他说我想知道整个的故事。
I want to understand a lot of the history.
所以我想知道非常非常多的圣经的历史。
So we started in Genesis.
所以我们就从这个创世纪开始，这第一章。
The creation.
所以从创世开始。
And then we read about the fall of Adam and Eve.
然后我们就看到亚当和夏娃的堕落。
And we read about God promising that one day someone would come to undo what Adam had caused, this sin problem.
我们也读到神应许有一天有个人要来把这个亚当所犯的罪洗净。
And then we read about Cain and Abel and the first murder.
然后我们又读到该隐和亚伯的第一次谋杀。
We were reading and he was beginning to see the history of this problem of sin.
所以当我们读的时候这个 Adam 他就看到了这个圣经里面各种的背景。
The assignment I had given him for the day was he was to read about Noah and the flood.
我有一天就给他布置了一个作业，叫他去读诺亚方舟的故事。
Now during the afternoons we were reading about Jesus in the Gospels.
所以在这个下午的时候，我们读的是圣经中关于耶稣的话语。
But in his personal time he was reading through Genesis.
在他闲下来自己的时间，他读的是创世纪里面大洪水的故事。
The night before, we had gone out to a restaurant with another friend.
所以有一天晚上，我们一起和另外一个朋友去饭店吃饭。
This friend was a professor at the university.
所以我们这个朋友呢是大学的一个老师。
And he had been walking with Jesus since he was a college student.
所以他在读书的时候就开始信主了。
And so.After we ordered dinner, I said to him, you talk to him in Chinese, I will eat my dinner, and just tell him about how you have been following Jesus.
所以我们点完菜之后，我就告诉这位大学教授说，你去跟这个学生聊一聊主耶稣，那我就吃我的饭，然后你告诉我，你们是怎么交流的。
I finished my plate of food about the time he finished talking.
所以当他们聊完之后，我正好把我的盘子里的东西吃完。
And I remember that night Adam said, I am not ready to to believe in Jesus.
我记得很清楚，那天那个 Adam 这个学生说，我还没准备好来接受主耶稣。
I need more time to think about this.
我需要更多的时间好好考虑一下。
The next night, we were in my room reading about Noah.
所以在那个就在那个晚上，我们在我的房间里面一起读诺亚方舟的故事。
And as we were finished, I said, Adam, do you have any more questions?
我们读完之后，我就问 Adam, 我说你有什么问题没有？
And he sat up in his chair and he said, no.
他就坐在凳子上说没有。
I am ready to believe.
但是我已经准备好要信主了。
From the night before to the next night, something had happened in his heart.
所以也就是吃饭那个晚上和信主那个晚上之间，就是在心里面主在他心里做工。
I called De Chung in, who was on our team, and said, "Make sure he understands what this message and that he's responding in faith to this message."
所以我就叫这个里面这个人，这 The Guy in Blue，
De Chung，
在这个穿蓝衣服的德强是我的一个同工，我就告诉他。你过来跟他聊一聊，去确信他真正的知道信主的含义。
And as they talked in Chinese, De Chung looked at me and says, "He understands."
所以当他们这个用中文交流的时候，德强就告诉我说，他知道他的决定。
And he wants to put his faith in Jesus.
他要把信心都完全建立在主耶稣身上。
So we prayed and welcomed him into the family of God.
所以我们就一起祷告，来欢迎我们新的弟兄加入神的家庭。
Then it was Friday night.
然后就到了周五的晚上。
And often we had a big party on Friday nights.
我们周五晚上一般都有一个很大的一个party.
And that night I had asked De Chung if he would talk to the students about his story and how he was following Jesus.
所以我就特别告诉我们德强弟兄说，跟这个参加聚会的人，告诉他信主的经历。
And De Chung told about moving to America when he was 12 years old.
所以德强就告诉他们，他十二岁的时候到了美国。
And how his dad made him work in the restaurant all through high school.
然后他就在他爸爸的这个店里，饭店里面帮忙，一直帮忙到高中。
So much so that by the time he finished high school, he had a deep hatred for his father.
因为是他爸爸强迫他在餐馆里面帮工，所以他高中毕业的时候非常恨他爸爸。
It was always work and school and do more and do more.
所以他爸爸就经常迫使他做饭店帮工啊，做学校里面做这个做那个，就不停的叫他做东西。
De Chung went off to university.
所以当德强去大学之后呢
，And he heard the good news about Jesus.
他就知道这个主耶稣给我们带来的好消息。
He read for several years.
所以他就读圣经读了好几年。
But then it was during the summer of after his senior year of university that the Lord opened his heart.
所以当他读到大四年级的一个假期的时候，这个神开了他的心。
The key for him to accepting Jesus was forgiving his father.
所以对德强来说，接受主耶稣的关键就是来原谅他的父亲。
And he would tell you that when he understood God's forgiveness of him, he was able to show that forgiveness to his father.
所以当他知道神赦免他身上的罪的时候，他也能够很自然地赦免他父亲对他过去所做的。
And the door of his heart that night was unlocked.
所以在那个晚上，他心上那个心门上的锁就被打开了。
And Jesus came in and brought him forgiveness and a new love for his father.
然后主神就到他的心中把这个饶恕爱通过他带给他父亲。
He was telling the students about his story that night.
所以在台湾那个晚上，他就把这个故事都告诉了那个学生，那些学生。
David is the Chinese student in the middle here.
所以那个中间穿蓝衣服的叫 David， 是台湾学生。那德强大概是最右边的。
We had met him two years ago.
所以这个还中间那个学生，我们是两年前遇到过的。
And when our team came back, he said, "Are you reading the Bible?"
所以当我们 两年之后又回来的时候，就问他：“你读是不是一直在读圣经呢？”
We told him we were, and he said, "Oh, I must join you again."
啊，所以我们说，哦，他问我们是不是在读圣经，我们说还要读圣经，所以他就说我要回来加入你。
That Friday night, he was listening to DeChung's story.
所以当德强讲他自己故事那个晚上，他就在听德强所讲的。
Of how God had set free DeChung from the anger and bitterness he had towards his father.
所以他就知道神是如何把德强从这个恨啊、厌恶啊、对他父亲的厌恶中解脱出来。
And that night, he came over to me after at the end of DeChung's talk.
所以当德强讲完之后，他就来找我。
He said, "My relationship with my father is just like De Chung's."
他告诉我说，我跟我父亲的关系就跟德强跟他父亲关系一样。
And I want to put my faith in Jesus and help have Him help me to forgive.
所以我也像德强那样来信靠主，叫主来帮助我，来赦免，来原谅我的父亲。
Some of the other students were seeing that David was responding and wanted to give his heart to Jesus.
所以其他的学生也都看到这个 David 要把心完全交给主耶稣。
Adam came over and Mary came over and they were listening.
这个 Adam 和这个 Mary 也都到聚集在一块儿，然后听这个 David 讲他的故事。
And it was Mary who said, "If you want to ask Jesus into your heart, we can pray." But we must hold hands.
所以 Mary 就说，如果你想叫主耶稣到你的心中，我们必须要祷告。祷告的时候，我们还要手拉着手祷告。
And that night, David gave his heart to Jesus to say, "I want to follow Him."
所以那个晚上 ，David 就把心交给主，说要立定，要立定心意，要跟从主。
We stood back in amazement, watching what God was doing in the hearts of these students.
所以我们在台湾就看到了许许多多这样神迹，神是如何带领这些学生归主。
That this message of forgiveness and hope changes people.
所以这些信息、这些原谅、这些希望的信息，改变了这些学生。
This offer of free forgiveness that God gives to each of us is there for anyone to accept.
所以神给了我们每个人免费的这样的祝福，需要赦免，每个人都可以拿到的。
That He will set us free.
所以神会叫我们得自由。
From bitterness.
从我们各种的苦毒中得自由。
From shame.
从各种的羞辱中得自由。
Guilt that we carry.
从我们的耻辱中我们得自由。
This is the message of hope that the gospel brings.
所以这也是圣经带给我们的希望，关于希望的信息。
I remember a few years ago talking about this forgiveness with one of the Chinese students.
我记得几年前我也和另外一个中国学生谈赦免的问题。
And I asked her, "How would you like to be forgiven for everything you've ever done?"
所以我就问这是个女学生，说你希望你过去所做的怎么样得到赦免呢？
And I remember she looked at me and said, "How can you be forgiven?"
所以这个女学生说，怎么可能会得到赦免呢？
That's the message of the gospel. That's how, through what Jesus Christ did.
但赦免的信息就是圣经里面告诉我们，神通过主耶稣基督所做的工。
The last week we were in Taiwan. We had the privilege to baptize a couple of these students.
所以我们在台湾的最后一个礼拜，我们有这样的一个特别的祝福。
We went out into the countryside, and Adam said, "I want to be baptized."
我们当时是在野外，这个 Adam 说，我希望受洗。
And Zoe was one of the girls. She already knew Jesus, but she had never really gone public.
对，这个女孩叫 Zoe， 她很早就知道耶稣，但是从来没有跟人讲过。
Letting others know that I want to follow Christ，
所以她也没跟人讲过说我希望跟从主。
And so we ended our time there with this special baptism that we had with these students.
所以我们就在野外这个地方来有一次非常特别的给学生来受洗。
If you brought a Bible tonight, I'm going to start with this verse in Hebrews chapter 12.
如果你今天晚上带了圣经的话，我们来一起来查考一下希伯来书第十二章。
And I don't want to read really the whole paragraph. I want to focus on one verse.
我不想读整个的这个第十二章，我想只读一节。
And the verse is Hebrews 12:2.
十二章第二节。
It says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God."
所以这一节说到仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣，或作仰望那将真道创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
The author is simply saying, "Look to Jesus."
这本书的作者非常简单的就说了，我们来看主耶稣基督。
But not just look.To him, keep your eyes fixed upon him.
不单是要看，还是要定睛在我们主耶稣身上。
And he says, in following that, something very specific about Jesus.
我们就要看主耶稣基督身上特别的东西，我们要遵守这些东西。
He says, who for the joy set before him.
说到他因那摆在前面的喜乐
endured the cross, scorning its shame.
就忍受了十字架的苦难，就轻看羞辱。
It's these two phrases that I want to focus upon tonight.
所以今天晚上我就要跟大家特别的查考，忍受了十字架的苦难和轻看了羞辱。
The scripture says.That he endured the cross.
所以在这里面说，他忍受了十字架的苦难。
Many of you who have finished your PhDs know about enduring.
我们这里面读过博士的人就知道这忍受是什么意思。
Some of you that are working on your PhDs are enduring right now.
正在读博士的就正在受苦。
You realize that there's something set before you, a goal that is out there, but it is, you must endure something in order to reach that goal.
我们知道，你知道有个在你前面有一个目标，但想实现这个目标，你必须得经受一些挫折苦难。
And the very word endured is a word that has pain within it.
所以我们提到忍受的时候，往往就会想到一些痛苦。
You know, every gospel book, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all tell about the crucifixion.
我们知道四节圣经马太、马可、路加、约翰都谈到了主耶稣在十字架上受苦的经历。
Some with more detail than others.
有些圣经讲的多一点。
Or focusing on a specific detail.
有的圣经会讲特别的一些细节。
Now, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke is writing as a historian.
我们在路加福音中，路加就像一个历史学家这样讲他的写他的书。
We know Matthew and John; they were disciples of Jesus. They had first-hand accounts.
我们知道马太和马可他们是神的使徒，他们有第一手的资料。
Mark, we know, was related to Peter and probably listened to Peter tell about Jesus as he wrote it down.
马可他是跟这个 Peter 是兄弟，所以他可能听到了Peter 讲主耶稣受难的经历。
But it was Luke that wrote about Jesus' life like a historian would write.
但是路加没有直接跟主做一起同工，做主的门徒，所以他就像历史学家一样来记录这件事情。
He uses names and places to be very specific to set all the facts in the context of history.
所以他所用的地名啊、人名啊，都是像历史学家记录一个历史事件一样。
Luke, we also know, was a doctor.
我们也知道路加他的职业呢是医生。
And he often would give unique insights into Jesus.
所以他呢看主耶稣的视角有时候是非常独特的。
Luke was the one that recorded that the night before Jesus was crucified, that he was praying and sweat drops of blood.
所以路加就记载了主耶稣被钉十字架那个晚上发生的事情，主耶稣祷告的时候，流汗。
He's the only one that records that fact.
所以他是唯一的，路加福音是唯一一本福音书来记载这个细节的。
Truly stating that Jesus began to endure the cross even before he was put on it.
这件事情就说明在即使在主耶稣被钉十字架之前，主耶稣已经忍受了很多的痛苦。
But I wanted to read tonight Luke's account of the crucifixion.
今天我就要和大家一起看的是路加所记载的主耶稣被钉十字架的经历。
Remembering the words in Hebrews 12, fix your eyes on Jesus.
我们读的时候要记住希伯来书所十二章所说的，要定睛在主的身上。
I want in your mind's eye to see Jesus on the cross tonight.
我希望你的心眼能够看到主耶稣在十字架上的形象。
Luke tells us, starting in verse 32 of chapter 23. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed.
是路加福音第23章32节，说又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死。
When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left.
到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在右边，一个在左边。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
所以当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
所以兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。
Verse 39, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us.
第39节，那同定的两个犯人，有一个讥诮他说，你不是耶稣，基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence?
另外一个就应声责备他说，你既是一同受刑的，还不怕神吗？
We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
所以他就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
所以耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你同我在乐园里。
Can you see him hanging there?
你能不能看到主耶稣被钉在十字架上？
It says that they crucified three men that day.
所以圣经上说那天一起有三个人被钉十字架。
One on his left and one on his right.
在耶稣的左边有一个，右边有一个。
And crucifixion wasn't just a way to put someone to death.
所以钉十字架不单单仅仅是把人 处死的一个办法。
They could have used many ways to do that.
把人杀掉可以有很多办法。
This was an execution.
这实际上是一个公开的行刑。
But it was also meant for torture.
但同时也是一个非常大的一个折磨。
The idea was that they would crucify people publicly.
所以钉十字架就是要把一个人在公共场合公开的处死他。
Nailing them to a cross.
要把他钉在一个十字架上。
Often taking hours, maybe even days, for people to die.
一个人被钉在十字架上之后，往往是几个小时甚至几天之后才死。
They did not put the nails in the center of the hand.
所以他们不是把钉子正好钉在手掌的中间。
For they would have just pulled out.
那么他就这个钉子就可以从手缝中穿出去。
But when the Bible says that Jesus was pierced through his hand, this whole area was the hand.
所以钉的时候是钉在整个的 小臂前面。
And we know that when they crucified people, they would drive the nail through their wrist.
所以当钉的时候是钉在这个腕子这个地方。
There was a purpose for that.
这是有一个目的的。
So when they were hanging there, they could pull themselves up.
所以当他们在这个被钉的时候，他可以把拉一下，这身体可以起来。
So too, they drove a nail through his feet.
所以为了防止这个，往往要在脚上再钉一个钉子。
So that they were able to push and pull at the same time, so that the torture would go on.
所以他们这样可以在一起用脚也撑起来，这样可以叫这个折磨能长一点。
The amazing thing is while they were hanging there, there was a conversation.
但是很奇妙的是在他们在钉在十字架的时候有这么一段对话。
And one on his left began to hurl insults at Jesus.
所以在左边的人就讥笑耶稣。
Aren't you the Christ? Can't you save yourself?
就说你不是基督吗？你怎么不能救你自己呢？
If you're the Christ, why don't you save us and get us down from here?
如果你是基督的话，那你就应该可以把我们救下来。
I can just imagine Jesus turning.
所以我可以想象主耶稣就转向他。
And just meeting this man's eyes to eye.
就看着他的眼睛。
But there was the other man.
但是右边还有一个人。
And he too was able to speak up.
他也可以讲话。
And what does he say? He says, "Don't you fear God?" He said, "It's like he looks past Jesus."
那么这个右边的人可能就眼睛就穿过耶稣看左边的人。
To speak to the man on the other side.
对左边人说，你不怕神吗？
Says, "Don't you fear God?"
你难道不怕神吗？
This man has done nothing wrong. We're only getting what we deserve.
所以被钉在中间的人没有做一件错事，而我们所做的和我受刑的是相称的。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
但是钉在中间的人没有做过一件不好的事。
And it says then he looked at Jesus.
然后他就看主耶稣基督说。
I would imagine when he spoke up for Jesus, maybe Jesus turned and looked into his eyes.
所以我可以想象当右边的人跟主耶稣说话的时候主耶稣就转向看右边的人的眼睛。
And the man said, Jesus,
所以这个人就说主耶稣
Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
当你德国降临的时候请你纪念我。
Two criminals.
两个罪犯。
And Jesus right in the middle of those two decisions.
主耶稣就在他们两个中间。
One who was throwing insults at Jesus.
两个人有两个不同的决定，一个是要讥笑耶稣。
One who was making a statement of faith. Remember Jesus, me when you come into your kingdom.
所以另外一个人就有一个信心的一个祷告，说你得国的时候要纪念我。
Jesus Christ always stands in the middle of two decisions.
所以主耶稣基督总是在两种决定之间。
Will you hurl insults at him?
你可以讥笑主耶稣。
Will you reject him?
你还是拒绝主耶稣。
Will you ignore him?
你还是忽视忘记主耶稣。
Ignoring him is another way of rejecting him.
所以忘记主耶稣就等同于你拒绝了主耶稣。
Or will you be like this other man?
你是想像左边这个人，还是想像右边这个人？
Who says, Jesus, remember me?
右边人说，主，求你纪念我。
Usher me into your kingdom.
把我等你德国降临的时候，把我带到你的国里。
For those that make that statement, Jesus says, "You will be with me in my kingdom."
对那些要求主德国纪念他们的时候，主耶稣就给他们应许说，我要纪念你们。
All of this was happening while he was enduring the cross.
所有这一切都发生在主耶稣正在忍受十字架的苦难的时候。
Remember, he had this goal in mind.
所以你要记住，主耶稣基督在他心里面实际上是有一个目标的。
The writer tells us the goal. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
所以在希伯来书，我们就知道是因在十字架的喜乐，所以他才忍受的苦难。
He was looking past the cross to the reward.
所以他主耶稣基督所看的是越过十字架来看我们在十字架上得到的奖赏。
But the writer adds another interesting phrase after enduring the cross.
所以希伯来书的作者在忍受十字架的苦难之后又加了一句话。
Hebrews 12 says that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame.
就因摆在前面的喜乐，忍受了十字架的苦难，就轻看羞辱。
One translation uses the word, he despised the shame.
所以还有另外一种翻译，就是说他厌弃了羞辱。
Now, when I was young, I despised broccoli.
所以当我小的时候，我特别不喜欢吃这个西兰花。
西兰花。
西兰花。
My mother would make broccoli, and I.
每当我妈妈这个做这个西兰花的时候，我就特别的难受。
To scorn or to despise is to, get that away from me.
所以就厌弃，就是说你千万别拿过来。
Here this choice of phrase, he despised the shame.
所以在希伯来书说是我们中文翻译成轻看羞辱。
Shame was pulling every earthly support that Jesus had.
所以羞辱就是要把世上所有的这些都来带到主耶稣身上。
His friends had already shamed him by running away.
所以他的朋友就因为主耶稣感到羞辱，就都逃跑了。
His reputation, as they mocked him.
所以主耶稣的名誉也在被他们破坏了。
Shame was pulling at his reputation.
所以这羞辱就败坏了主耶稣的名声。
And his very decency, he hung there naked.
所以主耶稣基督也一点都没有这个decency 这个尊严，就是因为他赤身裸体被钉在十字架上面。
Interestingly, it says that when Adam and Eve were in the garden with God, they were naked and felt no shame.
所以很有意思的是，我们知道在创世纪中，亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面也是赤身裸体，但并不感到羞辱。
Jesus hung naked in front of a crowd of mocking people, and you would think there would be all kinds of shame.
所以在主耶稣在钉十字架赤身裸体钉在十字架的时候，在众人面前钉十字架的时候，你会想他也会感到羞辱。
Shame was mocking his very comfort. He was being tortured to death.
所以当他在十字架上的时候是被折磨被羞辱。
And think of his dignity.
你就想象他的尊严。
In this public humiliation.
在这种公众面前受辱他的尊严在哪里。
But the scripture says that he scorned or despised shame itself.
但圣经上记载说他轻看羞辱。
What I think that might mean.
我在想这个轻看羞辱到底是什么意思。
Is that Jesus said to shame something like this.
所以主耶稣肯定是对羞辱是这样说的。
Listen to me, shame.
羞辱你听我讲。
Do you see the joy that is in front of me?
你没有看到在我面前主为我预备的喜乐吗？
Compared to that joy, shame, you are less than nothing.
所以主你跟神在我面前预备的喜乐比，你简直是不值一提。
Shame, I cannot even compare you to that joy.
羞辱啊，我都不想和你与这个神为我预备的快乐比。
Shame, it's that joy that is my power.
所以羞辱你要知道，神为我预备的快乐就是我的能力，就是我的喜乐。
You, shame, are powerless over me.
所以羞辱你在我身上毫无作用。
He threw shame off like a dirty shirt.
所以他就把羞辱像甩掉脏衣服一样的扔掉。
And said, I am the high king of heaven, and what I am doing is for a greater joy than shame could ever push upon me.
所以我就是在高天上的主，羞辱在我身上一点作用都没有。
You say, Dave, what is this joy?
那么你就会问我，Dave，那么这些喜乐到底是什么呢？
You know the joy of a finished project.
你知道你做完功课做一个课题之后的喜乐。
Of reaching that goal.
你实现了你的目标。
Of suffering through something, but in the end, you received something even greater.
所以尽管你在过程中有很多痛苦，但你最后得到的是更多。
Certainly, the writer tells us a big part of that joy.
希伯来说作者就告诉我们这个喜乐到底是什么。
It says that though scorning the shame, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以这个喜乐很大一部分就是他坐在神宝座的右边。
The Bible says that Jesus died on that cross.
所以圣经上说主耶稣被钉死在十字架。
And the Bible says 3 days later, he came back to life again.
圣经又告诉我们三天之后主要从死里复活。
Slapping shame in its face.
就狠狠地打了羞辱一个嘴巴。
Saying, I am the high king of heaven, I will live again.
所以他对羞辱说，我是高天上的王。
The Bible says for 40 days, over 500 different people saw him.
所以圣经告诉我们40天主和众人同在。
Proving that death could not hold him down, but that he was their resurrected king.
所以告诉人们，死在他身上不起作用，他是复活的神。
And then the Bible says on the 50th day after that event that there was a celebration being held.
所以复活的王，所以他说40天之后，我就在死里复活，来一起庆祝我的复活。
And that he poured out his spirit on those believers.
所以他就把圣灵来赐给那些信主的人。
But there is an event that is recorded between the resurrection and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit that we often overlook.
所以在他复活之后，在他赐圣灵给众人之前，有一件事情我们经常不太注意。
The Bible says in the first chapter of Acts that they were with Jesus when they saw him return to the place that he had come from.
所以在使徒行传里面说，他们看到主升天而去。
that he ascended back to heaven.
所以他升上高天。
The God-man who had always existed in heaven.
所以神和神一直在天上。
Had come and taken human form.
所以他降到世间来取了人的样式。
And now in a resurrected, glorified body, he was returning to where he had come from.
所以在死后满有荣耀的身体里他又升上高天。
For what purpose?
那么这个过程是为了什么呢?
To take his seat upon the throne as the high king and sovereign one over all the universe.
所以他就要告诉我们他是创造世界的主。
Now in a glorified body, he was seated at the right hand of God, there reigning and ruling for all time.
所以在他死后复活荣耀的身体里，他又坐在神的右边，在里面掌管万，在那里掌管万有。
And Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that the Father looked at him and said, Today, today you are really my son.
所以在圣经中神看着他说今日你是真是我的儿子。
Always had been the son, but today, Jesus, you have come back to heaven itself and you are reigning and ruling with me.
所以 你总是我的儿子但在你升天的那一天你与我同在 与我一起掌管着世界。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us that because Jesus was humiliated like that, that the Father has given him the name that is above every name.
所以神就给了他万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus one day every knee will bow.
所以在主耶稣的名下万膝都要跪拜。
And so God gives us this invitation.
所以神就把这个邀请给了主耶稣。
He says, you can willingly bow now.
所以你现在就可以自由跪下。
Or one day you will bow.
或者你以后总有一天你要会跪下。
If you choose to reject me.
如果你要选择。
You will bow.
你如果你选择不接受我。
The high king. You will be in his presence. And you will bow.
所以你会在主的存在中你会跪下敬拜。
This reigning as royalty is part of the joy.
所以在这些荣耀中，在神的右边，就是主所为我们预备的喜乐的很大一部分。
But I think there's another great part of this joy.
但另外还有另外一部分，另外的喜乐。
It's you.
那么就是你。
You are his joy.
所以你就是主耶稣的喜乐。
The redeemed.
就是他的救赎。
He looked ahead and he saw that one day at that throne there would be people bought with his very blood that would be surrounding that throne worshiping him.
所以他在宝座上有一天就会看到他所宝血所买的这些人就在那儿敬拜他。
Worshipping him, rejoicing full on in the freeness of your forgiveness.
所以在那儿敬拜他，在他一起来享受主里面的自由。
His joy was yes, he would rule, but his joy was people.
他在做王，他也为我们喜乐。
People that he would buy back for God.
为我们这些在从神里面从罪里面救赎出来的人。
The scriptures demanded that a sacrifice be made for sin.
在希伯来书也讲到，为了洗净我们的罪，神做了很大的牺牲献祭。
This had been God's pattern from the very beginning.
这也是神从始至终的一个作为。
And in the plan of God, the Son of God said, "I will become a man and purchase men for you, Father."
所以在神的计划中。神的儿子就说我要成为人来再为他们做救赎来在最终把他们救出来。
Why do we go to Taiwan?
你想想看我为什么要去台湾。
Why do I go over to the FSU campus every week?
我为什么每周都要到 FSU 的校园团契。
more joy.
我需要更大的喜乐。
To share this good news with people.
我要把这个好消息跟大家分享。
So they can be part of His joy.
所以啊，每个人都可以是神的喜乐的一部分。
And one by one, as people respond to this message,
一个一个的人们都来回应主的信息。
I think Jesus maybe sits taller in heaven.
我想主耶稣在高天上可能会升得更高。
Smiles more broadly.
笑得更高兴。
And says, "Bring more worshippers."
就跟我讲，
more worshippers.
更多的人带来敬拜他。
The cross was the center of all of history.
十字架那是世上所有的历史的中心。
Which side of that cross do you stand on tonight?
那么你是在十字架的哪边呢？
Maybe you've been reading the Bible and I'm just not ready to believe.
也许你刚开始读圣经，你说我还没有准备好。
And I would say, come enter His joy so you can experience yours.
那我就要说，来到主的喜悦中，这样你也会得喜乐。
If you have come with a friend, maybe tonight you would say to them, I'm ready to believe.
如果你和你的朋友一起来，你可以跟他说，我已经准备好来信主了。
I want to put my trust in Christ.
我要把我的信心来建立在主的身上。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
King Jesus, we worship you.
我们在天上作王的主耶稣，我们来敬拜你。
We praise you and thank you for enduring the cross.
我们为你在十字架上的苦难来献上我们的赞敬拜。
We rejoice that you despised the shame of it.
因为你轻看了苦难，我们才有喜乐。
And that in throwing off shame, Jesus, you overcame sin itself.
当你把这些羞辱都扔掉的时候，你就胜过了罪。
We thank you for being our sin sacrifice.
我们为你在我们罪里的摆上救赎来献上感谢。
We praise you that death could not hold you and that you conquered death itself.
我们敬拜赞美你，因为罪不再辖制你。
And we worship you tonight as the High King of Heaven.
你胜过罪，我们也敬拜你今天在高天上作王。
More worthy of praise because of your humility.
因为你在人前受的羞辱，我们今天祷告才更值得。
And we worship you for bringing us into your joy.
我们敬拜赞美是因为你把我们都带到你面前。
Help us to respond, God.To what you've done for us.
求你也帮助我们能够对你在我们身上的作为做出反应。
In Jesus' name.
在主耶稣里面祷告。Amen.